Indiana resident Tyson Timms may finally get to keep his Land Rover that police seized nearly 8 years ago in a drug case. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports the Indiana Supreme Court sided with Timms this week in a ruling that could end a nearly decade-long legal battle.
In 2013, police took Timms' $35,000 Land Rover after he used it to transport a few $100 worth of heroin. While Timms pleaded guilty to dealing drugs, he challenged the police seizure of his vehicle, arguing it was an unconstitutionally excessive fine. That case went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, which in 2019 created new tests for what constitutes excessive fines. The state of Indiana kept fighting, trying to get the courts to let police keep the Land Rover. And the Indiana Supreme Court, likening the case to Captain Ahab's pursuit of the white whale in Moby Dick, ruled in Timms' favor. Chief Justice Loretta Rush, writing the majority opinion, said the police seizure of the vehicle was highly punitive and thus overly harsh. The state could still appeal the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.